welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off what's one of my favorite series that we do all year, Now Playing. And it's what I love about it is we take these films from the previous year that tend to be pretty popular. And we kind of love to highlight how in every good story, it points to the greatest story. That the movies and the films and the stories that capture our hearts and our imagination are often pointing to the greatest story that we find in Scripture. And so this past Sunday, Ed was at our Plain City campus, Ed Travers, and did an amazing job. You all know with all the snow that came in that we weren't able to gather two Sundays ago. And so Ed helped us finish out the series in Ruth and also kick off our Now Playing series. And he really helped connect this beautiful reality of how Boaz was really this redeemer, right? That Ruth and Naomi were longing and they were looking for. And here's how we kind of connected it to our first movie, The Fantastic Four. Because there's a moment in the story, right, where everything feels uncertain. I'm not just talking about Ruth and Naomi, but definitely in The Fantastic Four, that really they're looking for this sense of hope. In the movie, the film, the whole world is watching these four individuals, right? Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, the Human Torch, and the Thing. And what they're asking in this powerful question, are we going to be okay? Is our lives going to end? Is Galactus going to come? And what is going to happen? You see, they become the Fantastic Four become this kind of beacon, something to look toward when the future feels shaky. And that's kind of what Boaz became for Ruth here, that there were these two widows asking the same question, not on a global stage, but and with cameras rolling, but in the middle of the night, fear and in the middle of their need. And what the book of Ruth does is it takes place, right? And during this time of the judges, dark, unstable period. Naomi's lost her husband, her two sons. Ruth's a widow. They don't have any protection, no property. There's no future really for them. And Ruth is out gleaning in Boaz's field. And Naomi realizes that Boaz isn't just a kind man, but he's their kinsman redeemer, someone who can step in and protect them, someone who is providing this beacon of hope. And Ed talks so beautifully about that picture and that reality. And Naomi, right, sends Ruth to Boaz, not with these kind of demands, but humility and hope, because at this point, they can't really provide for themselves, that they need someone to step in for them. And that's exactly what Boaz did. In the film, Fantastic Four, the world looks at those four heroes asking, are they going to be okay? Ruth and Naomi do the same thing. And if we're honest, sometimes we're asking that question, am I going to be okay? When life can feel overwhelming, the future perhaps is uncertain, we all encounter these circumstances around us that we just can't seem to control. But we need a beacon of hope in our lives. And that's the beautiful news of the gospel, that no matter what's going on in your life and in my life, that we have a beacon of hope in Jesus Christ. The Redeemer that we can trust in, the Redeemer that even though our lives may not be okay, we know we're going to be okay because we are in his arms. And so why don't we just take a moment here and why don't you pray? Perhaps maybe there's something going on in your world and in your life that you could just use a little bit more hope in. And would you bring that before the Lord, trusting and believing that with Christ you can have hope? Because our hope isn't just that things are going to get better, but our hope is that Jesus is better. And then with that, we can trust him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Thanks for the way, God, that you continue to show up and provide for us exactly what we need. In the moments of our greatest needs, God, you often show up and shine your bright, amazing light of hope. And God, I pray that whatever we're going through, we would see, Jesus, that you are the beacon of hope that we long for and that we need in our darkest moments, in the moments when we don't know what's in front of us, when we don't know what's around us, we don't know what to do next. Jesus, we know with you that we can take our next step because you are right there with us. In you, Jesus, we are safe, the arms of our Redeemer and our Protector. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?